It's Morning Edition on WILL. Good morning. I'm Brian Moline. These are uncertain times for public sector unions, both in Illinois and around the country. This week, the U.S. Supreme Court heard oral arguments in a case that could end mandatory fair share fees collected from public sector union members. Here in Illinois, proposals to weaken unions are part of Republican Governor Bruce Rauner's agenda. Joining me on the line to discuss these issues and more is Randy Weingarten, the president of the American Federation of Teachers, the nation's second largest teachers union. Ms. Weingarten, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
You're quite welcome. Let's start with the case currently before the Supreme Court, Fredericks versus the California Teachers Association. The court heard oral arguments in this case on Monday. What are the ramifications here for the AFT and other public sector unions?
Well, I think it's more what are the ramifications for workers throughout the country, and it's just going to make the situation, it will make the living and the working and the aspiration conditions worse for workers throughout the country, and that's why it's so dispiriting. The people were peppered, the litigants were peppered with questions, but the bottom line is, in the case, there's 40 years of precedent in the public sector that says that if you get some services from the union, which has happened in Illinois, you just have to pay a fair share. You don't have to join the union. You don't have to pay for the union's political endorsements or things like that. But if you benefit from collective bargaining, if you benefit from making sure that things are fair, if you benefit from a contract that, gives you wages and benefits, which Rebecca Friedrichs, the named plaintiff, not only benefited from, but that she liked, then there's a fairness that everybody pays for it.
Talking with Randy Weingarten, the president of the American Federation of Teachers. Meanwhile, here in Illinois, Ms. Weingarten, Illinois' Republican Governor Bruce Rauner
Randy,
has...
Randy, call me Randy, not Ms. Weingarten.
Okay, sure, very good. Governor Rauner has made public unions' ability to collectively bargain part of his agenda. One proposal would freeze property taxes in conjunction with giving local governments the ability to decide whether or not to collectively bargain with unions. Your thoughts on this proposal and the impact it could have?
So what Governor Rauner, by the way, was one of the people who is siding with the conservative right-wing agenda that actually cold-called people to be plaintiffs in this case. And basically, he doesn't want workers to have a voice. He's a rich guy. I don't begrudge him making the money that he made, but he wants to pull the ladder of opportunity out from everybody else. And instead of, he came into office, I saw those commercials, promising that he would make Illinois better. But you make people better, as President Barack Obama said yesterday, even when you disagree about issues, you got to work together in government to make things better for people. And instead, he's one of these folks, he does it in a different way, that just demonizes and scapegoats and says it's everybody else's fault because he doesn't have ideas about how to grow the economy in Illinois by people working together.
I'm curious, you mentioned working together. Of course, Illinois has got some very serious financial issues.
Right.
When you look at the workers' side of the equation, what things can teachers, can other public sector workers do from their side to maybe help alleviate some of these issues that the state currently has?
So let me give you five things that we do right now as a labor union in the United States. Number one, there is still a lot of funding, thankfully, not as much as there should be, but a lot of funding in all these retirement accounts throughout the country, pension accounts, things like that. So what we've said is let's actually invest this in terms of building things, creating jobs, creating a virtuous cycle. And we've actually worked with pension funds, including the Chicago Teachers Pension Fund, to invest in things that create jobs throughout America and create infrastructure throughout America, including like refurbishing LaGuardia Airport. That's number one. Number two, we've actually tried to help people become better teachers. The Chicago Teachers Union has some of the best professional development there is in throughout the country. They actually did great, great lessons on Common Core. And those lessons were put on a website that we created, we financed, we invested, that 900,000 teachers across the country are sharing with each other to do better. We get books out for kids who are poor that don't have books at home. We try to do the kind of things so that teachers can be better at their craft. We fight to lower class size. We fight to turn around schools. So ultimately, what we've tried to do is do the kinds of things that will make communities better and will help people.
One final question. I know you've got to go for another interview here this morning. President Obama talked about education in last night's State of the Union address, touting the replacement of No Child Left Behind with the Every Student Succeeds Act. What are your thoughts on the new legislation, ESSA?
Look, it's a reboot, and it's an opportunity that I hope will not be squandered to get rid of some of the really bad stuff of testing, but keep some of the values that were attended to having federal legislation in schooling in the first place, which is what LBJ wanted to do, which is to help poor kids succeed, level the playing field. So it kept that, but it moves a lot of the decision-making to localities. And hopefully a person like Governor Rauner is not going to double down on the stuff that everybody is against just because of his anti-union animus or his anti-teacher animus.
Randy Weingarten, the president of the American Federation of Teachers, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you so much.